Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Happy New Year show. We're going to talk about all kinds of good little snacks and things and maybe a few meals that you can make if you're going to be walking into that Happy New Year party coming up in a few days. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year to you all, or haole makahiki ho, as they say in the islands.
That last part?
I just like to say it.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
Right.
I had a wonderful experience with I met a kamaaina, which is a Hawaiian native, when I went and got my our favorite wedding blanket. We had this huge quilt that my friend's mom bought us in Europe, and the end was getting frayed. And I went over to this sewing shop on 29th Street in, like, East Paris, maybe, or somewhere around there, right next to Arthur Murray Studio. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Dancing around the issue right now.
Yeah, so this girl comes out, this nice young lady, and she's from Hawaii. And it was right after we did our Pearl Harbor Day show.
Okay.
I literally left
earlier
here.
Earlier this month, yeah.
Literally left here, went there and dropped a blanket off, and I told her about the show, and we were having so much fun in the lobby, we almost got thrown out.
Sure.
So I'm going over there after this show now, and I'm going to pick up that beautiful quilt from a girl who's from Hawaii, but her name's Natasha.
Ah, well, there she is. She's an import to Hawaii, right?
We all
got
are.
Got to Grand Rapids via Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why she moved here. Same reason I did.
Right.
Stupid.
Right.
New Year's cooking.
Well, you know, before we get to that, I just got to say, was Santa Claus good to you? He was to me. Got lots of nice things. Got a beautiful bottle of Eagle Rare Bourbon. And I've yet to try it, but my girlfriend Lisa had provided me with a beautiful bottle of bourbon, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with her and maybe you, Barbecue
Well, that's,
Bob.
I'm liking her better all the
right,
time.
Right, exactly. Yeah, me too.
She's a doll, by
the
way.
Yeah, but
looking forward to that bourbon tour with you too.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
We're absolutely going to do that, and we got to get it on the schedule because it'll slip away if we don't just figure the time. And that's the thing with New Year is you set up yourself, what are you going to do in the upcoming year that you didn't do in the last year that you wish you had, right?
I'm going to kill a deer in the upcoming year. I didn't kill one again this year.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I don't even want to go out there and do it now. It got cold, and it's like I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I'm feeding them in my backyard, literally feeding them for the grandkids right now.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm not going to shoot them.
Right.
And I don't have time to go up north to Whipple.
Right.
So it's like, I guess.
Well, you only got 3 days, man.
Not going to have any venison this year.
Yeah.
I know. I wish. Well, we're actually heading to Holland or Saugatuck for New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
And we've got an event with a bunch of couples planned over there and all rented hotel rooms together. And we're looking forward to doing up the town in Saugatuck. Never done that before.
Well, you know, that's a nice little town.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do on
in the winter.
Year.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't.
Right.
In the winter, I'm sure it's a little bit dead, but I don't know. Holland, Michigan, even in the colder weather, their downtown has come alive like crazy. So
with
the breweries and everything, I'm sure Saugatuck has the
great venues.
Same stuff going on.
Yeah.
All those wine tasting rooms.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're going down there, it sounds like you might be going out to eat then rather than cooking, right?
Yep.
I'm going to a house party, if you will. I think there's only going to be like 8 of us there, though.
That's
four couples.
That's a Jay Giles song.
Yeah, right. But I know that we're going to do a prime again, the standing prime. We talked about that in the Christmas show, where you can go on the Grilling Guys website and get a recipe called Maureen's.
So your friend's making that for you?
Yeah. Yep. He's a trained chef. He doesn't practice chefing anymore, but did as a younger man, and He's going to do it on a charcoal grill, just a Weber kettle.
Is this Andrew?
What? No.
Oh, okay.
This is Stan Ponstein is his name, and he's a county commissioner here in Grand Rapids.
How about that?
Lisa had introduced me to him, so we've been enjoying his company. He's had us over two or three times for food, and it's just a joy to be able to go over
there.
So
when he grills, is there a lot of fat on everything?
Not so much. Not so much. He leaves that for his work. Yeah. That'd be pork fat.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. Yeah, I mean, the food this time of year is ridiculous. All my in-laws are over today. Tomorrow, my family's coming over. So my smoker's going right now.
Right.
When I get out of here, everything should be to temp. My boys are there keeping an eye on it. So I'm not worried about it, but I don't want to overcook anything. It's all wrapped. When I left this morning, I wrapped the briskets and butts. The ribs I'll be putting on when I get home.
Well, talk about that. Why did you wrap it? What does that do? Because a lot of people don't wrap, and you and I both do.
So, we've talked about this so many times. You think there's still people that don't know?
I think there are.
Okay.
Because you don't like foil, but you wrap them in foil.
Well, actually, or butcher paper. But,
okay.
But what I've come to do now is putting them on cookie sheets and just putting foil over the top.
Oh, okay.
And when I did that with my ribs a couple weeks ago, where that barbecue sauce was touching the foil, when I pulled it out, it was dissolving the foil. And you asked me why I don't like foil. That's kind of freaky. That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
it wasn't
it's
burning.
It's dissolving. I think it's the acid and the tomato sauce that it literally, it was just gone. It looked like battery acid ate a hole in the foil. And I'm thinking, I don't think that stuff's good to eat. I just don't.
Well, it I don't think I want to chew on a mouthful of foil either. I use it to wrap around things, not eat it.
No, but it had dissolved and run down onto the meat in that part. So I cut a piece of it off, but it's like, eh.
No more Zeus. So what'd you do with that piece?
Threw it in the garbage.
You didn't give that one to your brother-in-law?
So why do you wrap? To keep the hydration in there.
Right. Yep. And it's a very good technique. You don't have to wrap it tight. Give it a little room in there because then it'll steam a little bit.
Yep,
and
you tent it.
Right. Yep. Keeps things moist and really, really good. So I don't know. But it's
I'm hungry.
Yeah. It is the season. We're wrapping up the New Year's show here. And we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some of the dishes that you're going to bring, some appetizers, some snacks. Because to me, the New Year's is a time just to get together and
watch football
and and graze all day long.
Yeah. Yep. So we've got our producer here, Mr. Fonger, the wizard of the big board, and we want to thank you for another good year of being with us and putting up with us and making us sound halfway decent. But you're going to be really busy with some football. You're not doing any announcing this holiday season?
No, taking a couple of weeks off from my basketball duties, so it's nice to just decompress, going out of town for a few days to Chicago with my fiance. So
nice.
Just getting away from reality for a little bit and just enjoying what was a very busy 2019.
Yeah. Right. And Brian, that whole fiance thing in 2020, you're going to tie that knot, right, baby?
Yeah, late June, getting married in 2020, also looking for a house, so probably moving sometime in April, so it's going to be a very busy year.
Wow. Well, Maureen and I previewed your venue. It's going to be wonderful. Boatworks in Holland, Michigan.
Yep.
If you all want to crash his wedding, I'll just send me an email. I'll let you in the back door.
Right.
Five bucks ahead. It's going to be good food.
Yeah, looking forward to it, and looking forward to you guys being a part of our celebration.
Oh, well, thank you.
You'll be sorry.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Say that. We'll see what he says the show after. Right.
Yeah. You weren't supposed to go to New Holland before the wedding.
Right. All good. But so coming up next, we're going to talk about might run around the barnyard a little bit with some different cuts of meat that you might do for your holiday celebration. And we're going to turn it into main courses and appetizers, because to me, the New Year's celebration isn't about a big meal, but it's about a bunch of little things that I can try. So stick with us. We'll be back. Like it's 1999.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan, Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. We're talking about Happy New Year. Maybe you've got a bunch of appetizers that you need to make because you're going to the party, and we're going to help you out with a few of these recipes. But so we thought we'd start out moving around the barnyard, and before I get to appetizers, I might do a couple what I would call main dishes. And I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, baby?
Hey, I just want to thank everybody for taking some time to join in with us. But, you know, sometimes on the weekends, you're not near your radio, but you'd still like to check out this tomfoolery. So here's what you do. You go to our website. If you're on your computer, look in the top right corner. You'll see a headset. Looks like some really nice audio equipment. And you just click on that and fill in the blanks. Just give us your location that you want us to send the show to. We don't charge for the podcast. It's all segments of every show. They're in MP3 format. We can send it to literally any device.
Right.
Android, Apple.
And all over the world.
Yep.
We have thousands of people that are downloading this thing every week.
You'd be surprised to see the countries it's going to.
Right. It's pretty cool.
And you would understand why you get those telemarketers calling you then.
Barbecue Bob, I know one of your favorite cuts of beef is something called a tri-tip. And you can't find it everywhere, but when you do find it, it's a very flavorful piece. Can you talk a little bit about maybe what that is and why you like it and how you might prepare that?
I can, but did you remind everybody we're from Standard Lumber and Kitchens?
Did. Okay. I did. We said that.
Showroom.
Yeah. Right. But it's worth it again because they're a great
take spot. Care of the housekeeping.
Right.
Tri-tip. I don't know much about tri-tip.
Right. You discovered it.
No, I did not. Magellan did. Yeah, it's a cool piece of meat. I mean, I don't think I've ever cooked tri-tip for anybody and had them put up a fuss. You can do lots of things with it. One of my favorites is to cut it into steaks and make little sizzlers like Tommy Brand made famous.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of versions of a sizzler. But brands used a tri-tip for theirs, and that's why their tri-tip are so good. There's also a ball-tip steak, which some people use for sizzlers. That is a tough piece of meat.
Right.
But a tri-tip looks like a triangular kind of wedge thing, like that big UFO that was over Phoenix about 15 years ago. And you're basically going to put some rub on it. Now, they're huge in California, and I've told you this before, but the West Coast loves tri-tip. It's their barbecue. Mm-hmm. When they say they're doing barbecue, they're typically talking about tri-tip on a Weber kettle. Check this out, Weber kettle.
Right.
You'll see guys with two or three kettles in their backyard, and they dig it.
Right.
And guess what? God bless them. That's awesome.
It is.
Because they grill more than we do. because it's always nice.
Right. And it's their primary source of cooking for proteins, especially.
Well, not a lot of bad weather in California.
Right, right.
They do start some forest fires.
Right.
Anyway, tri-tip's nice. You just rub it, put it on, bring the center of it to 130 and pull it.
It's kind of a pointy little piece of meat.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like that giant UFO over Phoenix.
Right.
I told you that.
Right. Yeah, if people don't know what that is, though, then they're right.
Well, looks like the tip of a spear. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, there you go. It's kind of fun sometimes to do something special on New Year's Eve. And one of the things that I like to do is a beef Wellington. It's a little bit of work, but it's a wonderful presentation.
Never done it.
It's done.
Never done it. That's an English thing, right?
Right, yeah. And basically what you're doing is you're taking a tenderloin of beef, and it's, you know, you can cut them to any length you want, but say a foot of it.
I'm just curious.
Right.
Do you wear Oxford cloth shirts when you
make I do. That? And sometimes I talk like this, but but most of the time not. But anyway, you're going to take and you're going to grill that and brown it on the outside, okay? Because I'm going to put it on the grill, maybe rub a little oil on it.
What kind of piece of meat?
It's a tenderloin.
Oh.
A beef tenderloin, right? About the size of a baseball around and maybe like a foot of it. Is all I
do. At least.
Yeah. So I'm going to put that on the grill, season it up with some Old World Olive Company garlic EVO, and then I'm going to hit it pretty heavily with crushed pepper and salt, right? And I'm going to let it come up to room temperature, and then I'm going to take it on a hot grill, and I'm going to sear it on each side.
Okay.
Roll
so
it three or four
up.
Times.
So time out. I just want to catch up because that's a good question. Do you let it come up to temperature and then oil it and salt it?
I usually do it right out of the refrigerator. I understand.
There's a lot of theories.
I like it to crust a little bit, and as it's warming up, if it's already on there, it gets a little bit. When I say crust, the salt and the pepper.
So step by step, what are you doing first?
I'm going to pull it out of the refrigerator, unwrap it out of the butcher paper from Sobeys.
I didn't mean that many steps.
Well, all right. Then I'm going to hit it with the garlic EVO.
Okay, that's what I wondered.
Right, and
so
then
you're
I'm going to
actually oil it before you put your salt and pepper on.
I want the salt and pepper to stick, and if I do it the other way, the oil rinses off the salt and pepper. I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hear all points of view.
Right.
I have changed from doing that to salt and pepper, and then putting the oil on it.
Right.
Because the salt sticks better to the meat without the oil.
Okay. I use kosher salt, which is flaky, and the oil makes it, yeah, rather than rock salt. but I just feel like it's a better salt mix for me.
Yeah, the flaky salt.
Yeah.
And you can always trust
yeah.
it.
So anyway.
Wellington.
Grill this thing up and get it brown on all sides. Take it off and let it rest a little bit. And then I'm going to take the easiest way. This is not the chef's way, but the easiest way is you can buy the crescent rolls that are in sheets.
It's not wrong.
Right. And you just wrap this around there. And that's why I said a foot, because that's about the length of the crescent roll. You wrap that around there, and then you're going to put it in the oven and bake it at 350 for like another half hour. So when I've grilled it, I've got it maybe to 120 degrees on the inside. And then what I forgot to tell you is I'll take some minced portobello mushrooms and mix them with a little beef au jus and thicken it with some flour. So I've got a little gravy on there, and I'll put that gravy on top of the tenderloin before I wrap it in
the
really?
Dough.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
So that when it bakes and the dough will expand, right, you pull it off after it's done
baking.
Makes
it a little crusty on the bottom because renders.
Yep, and a little bit of and it's got a little bit of that mushroom flavor in there. And then the presentation is you take it out of the oven at 350 after about 20, 25 minutes. Uh-huh. And then you're going to set it on the board and let it rest. And then, you know, 20 minutes after you pull it out of the oven is when you want to serve it. And it's just a wonderful presentation. You slice it like a jelly roll. Everybody gets a little bread with the au jus in there and that perfect medium rare meat. It's wonderful.
So I apologize for the really bad Pillsbury Doughboy impersonation. But
well, you looked the part.
Which one of those rolls would you buy? The crescent?
Yeah, right. And they come in sheets now. You don't have to get them in the little diamond cut. They'll
oh,
come
you don't?
In a sheet. Yeah.
Oh.
And then it just wraps right around.
Oh, that's
really
perfect.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. And I put the seam on the bottom underneath the meat. It just kind of holds together a little better than if you seam it on the top. Just prettier presentation. Oh, by the way, cut a little bit of slits in the top because that beef's going to steam
like
in there.
Just like a pie.
Yeah.
Just like
that
a pie.
That beef is going to steam in there, and you want that thing to vent a little
So
bit.
There's a good time to have your thermopan out because
right.
that is tenderloin.
Right.
Right?
Yep. 125, 130.
The beef loin or beef tenderloin?
Beef tenderloin.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pricey stuff.
Right.
Which grade are you going to get?
Well, you know, I'm not going to get, I'm going to get select or prime, or choice or prime. I'm not going to get select. I'm going to get choice or prime. Then I'm going to do prime, you know, bring your wallet.
But, oh, my gosh.
But it's wonderful.
You'll have a hard time finding it, too.
Right, right. But you can get it. Just talk to your butcher. They'll get you anything. But all right, coming up next, we might hit some more appetizers, and we're going to talk about maybe a little bit of beef appetizers as well as chicken and turkey. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer. Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
With The Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see The Grillin' Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the potty, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to The Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. It's the Happy New Year Show. We're trying to help you out with some a snack or appetizer ideas. In the last segment, we covered main dishes, the tri-tip and the beef Wellington, but we might get into a little bit of appy at this point. But Barbecue Bob, chicken, very, very popular. We can start with wings and go from there. Now, I prefer to smoke wings rather than deep fry them.
If the sauce is not too blue.
Right, yeah, exactly. But me having the smoker going, putting those on there, there is a Memphis-style rub that you used to rep, and that's what turned me on to it, that in a Memphis style is a little bit of citrus in it, and it's not a sweet rub. It's more of a – and sour is not the right either. But
yeah,
it's got some citrus in it.
Yeah, it does. And I think Worcestershire is the biggie. It's called rub some butt.
Right.
You can find that same thing now they call rub some butt or pig's ass, I think is the other version, which apologize for the slur.
Well, but the key is it's a Memphis style because those two companies make other rubs.
Unless you live in Kansas City and then you'll say it's like, but if you live in North Carolina, I'm pretty sure you're going to claim it too.
But what I found is that our friends at Old World Olive Company have a Persian lime infused olive oil, and I rub the wings with that and then put this Memphis style seasoning on them, put them on the smoker and let them go. You can almost not ruin these things in a smoker.
Right.
You know, they could go for, if your friends are over for an hour, for 2 hours, three's maybe too long, but for a couple hours, you're not going to hurt these wings. They're just going to get better. And I'm not a big sauce guy on my wings. I think they make too much of a mess of me when I eat them, but boy, this Persian lime olive oil and a little bit of this Memphis-style rub. And you can get it from a lot of different manufacturers. But the combination of those two is just a home run with me. And I like the bigger chicken wings. I go to Sobeys, and they'll cut them for me and bring them. I'm lazy, right? They'll take the tip piece off, and you got the meatier piece, like a chicken leg, and then you got the double bone piece, the flats. And Either one of those are just fantastic.
I would tell you, even if you wanted to save a step there, you can rinse those wings, and of course you're going to cut them up and process them, right?
Right.
You're not going to do the wings intact.
Right.
So what I would do is I would rinse them, and I would put that type of rub on them and smoke them. I would save the step of the oil because there's so much fat on chicken skin, especially if you're grilling them. You're gonna be battling the blazes trying to get those things to calm down. They're hard enough to grill as it is, and if you've rinsed your chicken off, that seasoning will stick to it really nice. So, in most cases, I would agree with that, except in this one.
Right.
I had to disagree with something.
Well, you know, wouldn't be the grilling guys unless we had some controversy about what's in a recipe, right? Right. So another little great appetizer is a jerk chicken burger. Now, this is with ground chicken. You could use ground turkey, either one of them. I'm going to use chicken in this case. And take about a pound and a half of that and put a couple heaping teaspoons of jerk seasoning.
McCormick's makes a great one.
Yeah.
You don't need to replicate it.
Right. Mix those together, and it makes with a pound and a half, it makes about a dozen little slider patties, right? And I'm going to heat my grill up as hot as it can get because there's fat mixed in with that chicken.
Is there?
And chicken,
Did you put fat in there?
Well, no. But I'm just saying with ground chicken, there's naturally fat in with the chicken.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is when – because I think ground chicken is a little bit tricky. So I'm just curious if you add any – oil or fat or cheese or anything to that to give
it
a fat.
On the outside, not to pull it together, but on the outside, I'm going to oil it before I put it on the grill so it doesn't stick.
Okay.
And the other thing about chicken patties, which is really what I'm making here, is that they fall apart if you handle them too much.
Right.
Right? So that's why you want to oil them on both sides. You're going to put that on there, hot grill, 3 to 3.5 minutes, flip it one time. Okay? It'll release. Right? When it's cooked on that side and it'll hold itself together, but you're not flipping these multiple times.
So there's the case where you want to maybe make sure that your grill is nice and clean.
Right.
If you can take a half of an onion and soak it in oil and rub that on the grill right before you do that, you need some silicone mitts or the actual onion holder like I have that you soak it and you put oil on it. That doesn't hurt either.
Right. So 3 to 3.5 minutes on each side. I'm going to take those off, and I just create a spicy mayonnaise. I do regular mayo or Miracle Whip, whichever you like. I prefer mayo. Put a little sriracha in that, and it kind of makes it a little pinky, right? And then I'm going to take a lump of good creamy coleslaw. And I got that chicken on there with some creamy coleslaw. You can buy that anywhere, make it yourself, whatever you want to do. But that combination of that chicken burger with that spicy mayo on there and a little bit of coleslaw, just a fantastic little slider, man. Those are awesome, and I love that because you can make these patties ahead, keep them in the fridge, grill them up 5-6 minutes. You're at halftime. You're between quarters, whatever it is, if you're watching football or just they're just popping off the grill quickly.
I bet if it's nasty out and you don't want to go outside, you could spray some Pam on a cookie sheet and throw them in the oven and get it done too.
Yep. Or then or
you're
in a
not
skillet.
Then you're not flipping.
Then
you're not flipping.
Cast skillets would work as well, but either way.
Or your cast skillet.
Right.
You're making it.
But I don't have as big as one as you do.
You got a Dutch oven though, don't you?
I don't. Well, maybe I can. I don't have one of those Dutch ovens, so maybe I can get one from you. We'll get you a little happy here on New Year's Eve.
Well, you didn't get one for Christmas. You got to be sad.
Yeah, I am. There. You've said it. I'm sad.
You are sad.
Oh, man. But whatever. So more chicken. I've got a recipe that's one in
chicken.
In the oven. All right. And it's called Chicken Devon. And I don't know Devon, but he came up with this recipe, and it's actually pretty good. You know, I'm on my low carb.
If I had a chicken, he'd look just like Devon.
Right, exactly. So I'm going to take some fresh broccoli, and I'm going to saute it in a pan. Excuse me. I'm going to steam it in a pan for about 5 minutes till it's tender, right? Then I take that cooked broccoli, and I put it in a pie plate. I top it with a cup and a half of cooked chicken meat. And you can use skinless, boneless breast. Works really good for this. Dice it up. Some condensed cream of broccoli soup, the milk that goes in that, cheddar, butter, And then the part that's not low carb, but there's so little of it, is just a couple tablespoons of dried breadcrumbs.
Like Progresso.
Just to give it a crunch on the top. Mix all that together, put it in a pie plate. Now,
you could probably use panko chips too, right?
Panko. Yeah, exactly. Either one of them work because it's going on top.
Right.
All you're doing is trying to make a little crispy crust on that. But the melted butter with those crumbs is what you want to do, is mix those together. And then sprinkle over that half a cup of shredded cheese and over top of those pankos, and then just let that thing bake. You want it hot, 450 degrees, your grill. Put it on there in direct heat.
So the cheese goes over the breadcrumbs?
Other way around. Did I say that
Oh,
wrong?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you put cheese first and the breadcrumbs on top of that.
Okay.
Yep. Bake it indirect on your grill for 15 minutes until it gets bubbly, light brown. Wonderful. Easy little dish. You got the grill hot anyway.
And it's low calorie.
Right.
No carbs.
Well, just panko. That's it, man. But coming up next, we're going to go to the other corral in the barnyard. We're going to talk a little bit of pork for your appetizer. Stick with us.
This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
I hope it's not too late. Just welcome back. Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're doing a little Happy New Year. And we've covered the beef and we hit some chicken. Now we're going to go to the other side of the barnyard and maybe try a little bit of pork, because that is one of the griller's go-to meats in my world, is whether you're doing ribs, whether you're doing the belly in the form of bacon, which makes everything better, or you get up to the shoulder or the ham, they're all over the animal is where we want to go, because it is all good. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
Yeah, thanks. And that's really an affordable piece of meat.
Right.
If you watch your supermarkets, you can get beef loin on sale for $1.99. I'm sorry, pork loin on sale for like $1.99 a pound once in a while.
Right.
That's just a loin.
Right.
But
that's that one. It's about softball size.
Yeah, it's
got
not
a fat
the tenderloin. It's
side.
A loin that right. a lot of people try and make, and they ruin it. They make it too dry.
Right.
So what I like to do, and I've talked about this over the years, but in case you've never heard this part, if you want a great pork chop, cut those loin into 1.5-inch chops. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to have a meat hammer or some type of meat tenderizer like a Jacquard.
Right.
If you don't have a Jacquard, there's a great birthday
gift
for somebody.
Right.
In case you're heading to a holiday party this weekend and have to do the gift exchange. But anyway, take that chop, and pound the ever-loving out of it and put some EVO on it. I'm going to throw whatever flavor profile I want from Old World Olive Company. And then I'm going to flip it over. I'm going to put oil on it. And be ready to get splattered when I said you need to buy your grilling friends an apron.
Right.
This is when you need it, because if you're using a hammer in particular, the crap's going to fly everywhere.
Yeah.
But you pound this little 5-inch circle into something that's more like a 10-inch piece of roadkill. You season it. You put it on your grill. And by the time you flipped it and turned it over once and twice, that thing has shrunk right back up to a good-looking pork chop again.
Mm-hmm. These are boneless.
Yeah.
Right, with that loin.
And that's a cheap piece of meat.
Right.
And that'll be the best pork chop you'll ever, ever eat.
Because if you don't do this and you just cook it, you slice it and cook it, I don't care what you do to it, it's going to be dry by the time it's done.
Well, bear in mind, it could be less dry if you don't want to do that, if you just cook it to 145.
Right.
Well, you don't cook pork to 165 anymore.
Right.
You've gotten rid of trichinosis.
Yep.
USDA recommends 145 now.
Yeah.
So another way to not ruin your pork chops like grandma did by cooking the ever-loving heck out of it because the food standards were so poor back then.
Right. So here's one for you that that works pretty good. We've talked a million times about doing smoked pork butts, but do one a day or two before your holiday party. Like today, you know, we're on the 28th here, so you're looking at, you know, 3 days until the first of the year, the New Year's Eve. You can cook those ahead and pull that, and now you've got a very, very versatile meat to make appetizers out of. You can do nachos.
Is it very, very versatile?
I believe so.
Or very, very, very?
Well, it could be. Okay. I mean, it all depends how versatile you want to be.
Very.
But one of the things I like to do is pulled pork sliders. I did this at a wedding this past summer, and it was such a big hit that I want to talk about it just for a second now. I did a barbecue for the wedding. The meal was done at 6 o'clock. They wanted to eat again at 10. You know,
that's kind the trend now.
Right. Feed the drunks.
Yep.
So to speak.
Good idea.
So I took some of the pulled pork, I put it on slider buns, and I took a sweet pickle, a slice of a sweet pickle, put it on top of there, and then I had mac and cheese left over. And I took a little dollop of mac and cheese. So you had the pulled pork, which was no sauce. Mac and cheese and that sweet pickle on there. My mouth's just watering just telling you about it. It sounds odd, but I'm going to tell you that is an incredibly good flavor combination.
Especially if you're drunk.
Well, they were, right? I mean, this is the wedding reception, and all the old folks like me had
they
gone
were gone.
and the kids were hungry.
You're feeding a bunch of 25-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But they loved it. And
you could have put cat food on those buns.
Well,
and they loved it.
Come on now. You're making me feel bad. I thought I had that. I thought I had one.
I'm
there.
Just kidding.
Yeah, right. No, you're not. I know you, man. You're just trying to say.
No. That midnight food's very important.
Right. Yeah. But it was fun.
So you passed over chicken cordon bleu on the show plan.
Right.
I'm a big fan.
Yep.
Have you ever made it?
I have, many times.
How do you do it?
Usually with a skinless, boneless breast.
Uh-huh.
And
pretty much have to, I think.
Right. And what I take is I take a little, and this is cheating maybe, but I buy deli ham sliced thin, and I take the Swiss cheese because Swiss doesn't ooze all over when it cooks. It sends.
And I think that's what it calls for.
Tends to stay stringy. And I'll wrap that Swiss cheese and roll it in a couple pieces thicknesses. You know, like paper-thin ham.
Right.
But I'll take a couple pieces of that and roll that cheese inside of that to make it like a little cigar log.
That melts and binds.
Right, yep. And then I'm going to put that inside of a chicken breast that's wrapped around. And then I'm going to bread the chicken breast, run it through an egg wash, put it in some panko, and then wrap that around there. And I'm going to take one string and truss it so it doesn't fall apart.
And you're just going to bake that, right?
Right, yep. You could do it indirect on a grill. You could do it on the smoker, but yeah, traditionally that's just
I don't think
baked.
You want too much smoke on it if you do.
Right.
Just charcoal.
But if you get a really good aged Swiss, that flavor combination of the ham's a little salty, you got the crunchy chicken on the outside, that gooey Swiss
it.
In there.
I love it.
Those are wonderful. And those, here's the key to the New Year's, is all of this stuff is make ahead. You could make those
right. The
day before, keep them in the fridge, just pull them out and throw them in the oven and they're ready.
Well, as a matter of fact, if you look at some of your finer, like Hanson's Market up in Hart, Dave's Deli guys there, they'll have those pre-made.
Right.
All you got to do is warm them up.
Right. Yeah.
Or they'll be pre-made. All you have to do is bake them. There's two different ways you can get them, but I think Forest Hill Foods does the same thing.
Yep.
And that's another option for a party. Just go to Forest Hill Foods.
Right, yeah. Yeah, Sobey Meats, anywhere. Everybody's got, you know, that's the thing with Sobeys, too. You go over there, and they got salads up the wazoo, and they're all wonderful salads. And there's so many good flavors, man. They've got a buttery crab dip that is an absolute hit. I take that buttery crab dip and put it on like this naan bread, N-A-A-N. It's almost like a pita.
You're so trendy.
Right? But you put that on there, and then you get, it's really simple, use that as like a pizza crust, right? Put this buttery crab dip on there.
Time out. Are you saying you're eating naan bread now?
Right, I am. I don't eat bread anymore. I'm a naan bread guy. Buttery crab on there. Have you heard that? It's the third time I've said this now. And shaved parm, okay? Not ground,
right.
Not the fingery, not the stringy kind, but shaved flat pieces of parm. And just throw that under your broiler for a couple minutes, just enough to get that cheese bubbly, and it'll toast that bread just a little bit. Cut it into little points and serve that. Super easy three-ingredient appetizer. I guarantee it'll be a giant hit.
I'm so hungry.
Right. But that, you know, you can, this buttery crab dip that Sobeys has is wonderful.
You could
for
probably
that.
Do that on pita bread too.
You could do it with chicken salad.
If you didn't have any.
Yep. Yep. But any of those are man food. It's time for a little man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, today's man law, or shall we call it appy law, is when you are at a New Year's Eve party. And your eating hors d'oeuvres, if you walk up and touch it, you own it, you eat it. There is no fumbling with appetizers. Word up on that. I hate that when people are like pushing around stuff or the guy that puts his finger in the back end of a chocolate to make sure he's what's there. No.
Well, especially if like, there's a bite taken out of it.
Yeah, the whole bite thing, right.
Well, you know, The trend is towards these fancy designer chocolates now. Have you seen any of these ridiculously priced boxes of chocolates that come? Maureen got one recently. And I think, you know, there's like 10 of them in a box and it's like 50 or 100 bucks. It's stupid money, but they are so incredibly good. So she'll take a bite and leave a bite for me. On
well, that's a little different. That's your wife and you're doing that intentionally. I'm talking about the surfer that's walking around the party and puts his finger on three or four of those and decides he wants this one.
Well, like at church, they got a bunch of those donut conspiracy donuts.
Oh, yeah.
And there was kids taking a bite of those and putting them back in the plate.
Yeah,
That was cute.
Yeah, exactly. Not so cute anyway. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station, and we're going to talk a little bit about the great year that we had as the Grilling Guys, and hope you had one too. So stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com. Studios for the last time in 2019. Barbecue Bob, it was a crazy year for me. And I had some really good things and some challenges, but overall, very, very, very blessed.
You're coming out a winner, buddy.
Right, yeah, exactly. And really looking forward to the 2020 season. You know, we're now in our 10th year of doing this crazy show together, and if somebody would have said that 10 years ago that we'd still be doing this, I would have laughed in their face. Because
I'd have thought we'd be multi-billionaires by now.
Well, that has to do with your partner in this thing, right? Is that I,
yeah,
I,
what is with Greg anyway?
Yeah, I don't know about that, right. We didn't get the counsel that we thought we were going to, right? Yeah.
He's not listening anyway, so it doesn't matter. Hey, thanks for joining us. We're going to take a little time and wrap up some sponsor thank yous, but I would like to tell you right now that our podcast listenership has grown exponentially, and you can go to thegrillingguys.com and download our podcast for free, or you can look on your iHeartRadio app, because we are broadcasting out of an iHeart station, always do, and you can go to iHeartRadio. Mr. Producer Brian Fonger here, the Wizard of the Big Board, thanks for a great year. How do they sign up for an iHeart podcast?
It's just free. You download the iHeartRadio app, just search The Grilling Guys, and you'll pop up there, and you can listen to all the shows.
You have to, like, click on it, though, don't you?
You have to click on it, and it'll give you a rundown of all the shows. And you guys on the iHeartRadio app, since you joined an iHeart station, are over 7,000 listens.
Great.
Wow. And a couple hundred downloads.
Great. So you can go through iHeart, or you can go through thegrillingguys.com website. But anyway, there's lots of ways to download this podcast and take us with you, because we understand your weekends are busy.
Right.
And it's just not that easy to it doesn't hurt our feelings. It kind of depresses us and makes us drink if you don't listen.
Well, 'tis the season, though. Right? Yeah. But anyway, hey, Bob, none of this would be possible without our sponsors, right? And we take it very seriously.
Bob's.
I think we would be remiss if we didn't thank them here at the end of the year for another great season of the Grilling Guys.
Alan Bob's been very good to us. They're our original sponsor.
Right.
The very first.
Right. They're sporting goods in the south end of Grand Rapids.
Schmoe's Brewing Company.
Right.
The very second.
Right. And they make great beer over on Patterson Avenue on the southeast side of Grand Rapids.
Oh, and go get a growler or two of that Kiss My Scottish Arse before it runs out.
Great seasonal
the
beer.
The best Scotch ale I ever had, ever, anywhere.
Right.
That's saying a lot, because that's one of my favorite styles. Right. This year's Scotch Ale from Schmoe's Brewing Company. It's on Patterson and 28th Street.
Right. Sobey Meats, of course, our butcher of choice. We wouldn't do it without Sobey's. Man, they provide us great products, and the service there is fantastic.
It's a family.
Right. Garrett's Appliance over on the southwest
another
side
family.
Of Grand Rapids. Another family. Get all your grills there. Siciliano's Market. You know what? That is the big boy toy store, cigars, wine,
beer. We've
got
the best sponsors you can ask
for. Oh, man, it's crazy. Yeah. My employer and our friends at Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens, thank you so much. And then our friends at Fen Valley, the winery. That's a lot of fun. So you know what? If you have a New Year's resolution, try to stick to it. I just want to have another great year in the 2020, and we wish you the best.
See you then.